Josh, how you doing?
Hey, Tom, how you doing?
Good. First question I wanted to ask was, how advantageous or disadvantageous is it for you to bang brains with Dean Pease when you guys know each other so well? And has he been a guy who has had some really good defensive game plans against you?
Yeah, it's I don't know how much of an advantage it is from one year to the next. You know, because Dean's obviously a very good coach. This unit we're playing is very talented, but they don't really stay the same in terms of the things that they use or do in each game that we've played them. There's always some level of adjustments that are going to be required during the course of the game, because Dean's going to put pressure on you in different ways. He's going to, you know, really force you to handle some new problems that he'll create. And he's obviously got a tremendous defense, you know, that plays well and forces you to go the long, hard route without giving up many big plays. You know, so it's a challenge at every level, whether you're talking about, you know, the early down game plan, third down, red zone, they're one of the best in the league. They sack the quarterback. They stop the run. So there's, you know, experience against this team. Yeah, we know a lot of their players, some of their schemes, but I think each time we've played them, our team's been different, their team's been different, and ultimately the game on Saturday night, I would assume, would take on its own form.
I would be remiss, too, if I didn't ask about how your opportunities to talk to the people in San Francisco and Atlanta went over the weekend. And that's for me.
You know, they're fine. They're fine, and, you know, it's part of the process, and always, you know, obviously privileged that anybody wants to speak with you about anything like that. And but at this point, I've moved on and hopefully can, you know, help us put together a great plan for our guys heading into this week.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Josh. I don't think we talked too much about Brian Sims. We saw him play a bigger role in the finale against Buffalo, and I just wanted to get your thoughts on how you think he's developed this year, and can he continue to be a factor for you going forward this season?
I've really, really been impressed and encouraged with Brian throughout the course of the year. He's a young guy that obviously is, you know, trying to create more and more opportunities for himself. Practices extremely hard. One of the hardest workers we have is in the building early. He's in the building late at night, studying film and working at his craft to become a better player. And you know, Brian's contributed, you know, off and on, but also in other ways. You know, he's played more than what his production may lead on, and then he's also contributed, I know, in the kicking game as well. So he's an unselfish guy, and obviously he's a guy that we think can continue to help us and, you know, carves out a role for himself each week, and it'll be exciting to see what, you know, what he may be able to do this week.
Great, thank you.
Good morning, Josh. I just had two. The first was specific to the Ravens, and the second was just a follow-up on what Tom Curran had asked on the interviews. But on the Ravens, you know, it looks to me like their run defense strong as usual. I think it's 27 or 28 straight games they haven't had a 100-yard rusher. And I'm curious from your perspective, you know, how do you balance the idea that you can't, you know, obviously don't want to get so far away from it. But it reminds me a little bit of the Lions this year where, you know, how much do you mix the idea of testing them, but also you don't want to run into a brick wall?
Well, you know, each game, you know, you certainly want to maintain your balance. And you know, we're hard at work to try to make sure that we give our guys an opportunity to be productive in every area of the game plan. You know, they're a good defense in a lot of areas that we're going to have to challenge and test as well. So, you know, I think you put together the best plan you can. We have great trust and faith in our players to execute in all those situations. And, you know, we'll go out there and, you know, do what we feel is best right from the beginning of the game, and then adjust as we need to adjust. But I think each game and each game against this unit takes on its own form. It really does. Sometimes they force you into other issues, and, you know, sometimes they want to try to, you know, force you to play a certain way and, you know, really control of the game and how it goes, and then how the game ultimately is going to unfold, we'll all find out on Saturday.
And then just to follow up, I know your focus is 100% on the game, and just with what you had mentioned on the interviews, just that at this point you've moved on and you are focused on putting together a good plan. You know, does that leave the door open, you know, in the future, that you'd still pursue this if it's an option, or is it something where, you know, you'd take your name out of consideration at this point?
I don't. It honestly, it hasn't. You know, just had an initial meeting with them, and you know, it hasn't really gone any farther in either direction. So, again, just I'm back to focusing on the next task at hand for us, which is the Ravens, and you know, sure they'll do what they need to do on their end, and those, I'm sure those things are you know, take care of themselves in the future.
Thank you.
Hey, Josh, just wanted to ask you about Dan Connolly. I know he missed the last couple of games of the regular season, but I wanted to get your take on how important his presence has been to the cohesion on the offensive line this season. And also, I know he's in a little bit of a different kind of leadership role this year in that he's a captain. And I just wanted to see how you've seen him kind of display that leadership on a day-to-day basis.
Dan's a he's a good representative as a captain for our unit and our team. He's very unselfish. He works extremely hard, is prepared every single week. He's tough. He's dedicated. He'll do whatever we ask him to do in terms of his role in the game, including, you know, some of the things he's done to help some of our younger players when he hasn't been playing due to injury. So he's obviously a very smart player that understands what we want to do each week and how we want to play, and a critical piece in terms of our overall communication up front and our ability to work together with the offensive line. And he's obviously played a lot of different spots for us. And I think he's done a great job, tremendous job of taking up the leadership role that, you know, that he was asked to take on at the beginning of this season. And he's really done a nice job for our offense and for our offensive line.
Hey, Josh, I was wondering if you could describe what Tim Wright has added to the offense this season.
If Timmy's the guy that, you know, we got at the very beginning. So he was on a, you know, he was learning a lot of our system as we started the season, but has really digested it more and more as the year's gone on. He's a guy that certainly, you know, he's a guy that embraces his role each week, however big or small that may be. Has made some critical plays in the passing game for us, whether it be on third down, red zone, or first or second down. And, you know, he's an unselfish guy that works hard to be prepared and ready for his opportunities. So got a lot of faith and trust in him and expect him to go out there and really help us this week.
Morning, Coach. How are you? Coach, I didn't know Pittsburgh did the Ravens did a real good job against Antonio Brown. Do you anticipate them focusing on Gronk in a similar fashion? I know obviously it involves different personnel.
They, you know, they seem to do a good job each week of, you know, forcing the offense to do some things that maybe the offense didn't want to do. They have the ability to try to take somebody, you know, out of the game with different things that they can do in their scheme. And they also have good players that, you know, they can just cover and match us, you know, with the guys they have without doing anything special. They've played a lot of good players this year, and really they don't do a lot of exotic things to take them out of the game. They play good team defense. It's one of the best units in the league for a reason. And, you know, they're well coached, as I mentioned before. They play hard. It's 11 guys playing the same call and executing their assignment on every snap, which is, you know, what makes this a tremendous challenge for us.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.